if you just follow along as I read. Again, read verse 10. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, please be with the service this morning. Please be with the preaching of your word. Please help me as I preach. Lord, please help the Lord take it and use it to challenge the folks this morning, I ask. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This morning I want to speak on the subject, moved by remembering. Moved by remembering. I'm sure all of you know remember that Friday was 9/11. And the 19th anniversary of 9/11, the attacks. And Friday afternoon, I was listening to the radio a little bit, and they were talking about it, and the idea of, it's one of those events that people remember. Where were you on 9/11? I remember growing up as a young person, and my dad would say he remembered where he was when JFK got shot. And it's like, oh, okay, It's like, man, and I remember thinking, it's like, man, that's kind of that's something that you remember all those years ago, and it was quite a few years ago from when that happened, when he told me as a young fellow. And it's like, man, that must have stood out for people. And I remember him telling me, yeah, a lot of people, they remember where if they were around, they knew where they were when JFK got shot. And I thought, wow, that's something. And then 9/11 happened, and now that's one of those things also that you pretty much know where you were when that happened, when the attacks were taking place. And Friday, like you said, in the afternoon, I start, you're listening to them talk about it, and then you start thinking about it. And the idea of moved by remembering. I think I told you, I don't remember what year it was. Sam and I went out to Pennsylvania for a meeting, and on the way back, we went by Shanksville. And we saw where they were still working on the memorial there. They had part of it done. And, in fact, we were there right before they were going to switch it to where you went to look at the site. We got to see it up at the top of the hill, where everybody, where they had been seen, and the building right there was, I guess, part of the recovery. They used it for the recovery even. And they were, not long after that, they moved it down to the new part, down at the bottom of the hill. And how that impacted us, and how they remembering how it stirs your emotions, and it surely does. And I was in thinking about that Friday and then yesterday, I was still remembering a little bit, and I couldn't help but think that we as Christians, there are things that we need to remember. We need to remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross and paid for our sin. And he paid that sin debt for us and saved us from eternal damnation in hell. And there are things regarding remembering, and it does stir the emotions. My nephew, not so little nephew Nate, he was last month he was down in Kentucky with us, and I told you I have quite a few nephews. I have a couple favorite ones, and he's one of them. Don't tell my other ones if you ever figure out who they are. And I have different, and I've told you this before, on my phone I have different, you know, different groups of music. You know, not the hip-hop and all the different, you know, like patriotic music. And I got Christmas music, although I was listening to some of that yesterday. And different things, songs that I listen to them and it stirs my heart. But I was playing a patriotic one when we were down in Kentucky. And Nate goes, oh, when I listen to that, those make me cry. And but then he's like, every time we get in the truck, I'll play that patriotic one. Play the patriotic one. It's like, why, Nate? You and I sit, I'm sitting here fighting back tears, and he just cries. It's like, I enjoy it every once in a while, but, you know, every time we go for a ride, it's like, he said that makes me cry. He goes, what really gets me is when the veterans come to my school with the flags and they sing the national anthem. He goes, I'll be standing there and I'll start crying. Everyone will look at me. And it's like, well, you know, I don't know if you're trying to win top spot, you know, top nephew in my mind. You're pretty much there anyway, but you don't really need any extra points, but you got them anyway. And but the idea of remembering. And I couldn't help think there, and I started writing out my notes, and I came up with three things that remembering moves us to do. When we remember, the things that remembering moves us to do, we see first, remembering moves us to tell. Remembering moves us to tell. In 9/11, I think I have the numbers right. I looked them up. 412 emergency workers or first responders died that day. Police and I, many, if not all of them, were busy, gave their lives trying to warn people, trying to warn them of the danger, get them out of the building, or what, you know, wherever they were at. And the fact that when we remember that sacrifice that was made for us, and it should move us to tell others about Him. It should move us to warn them of what is in their future if they don't get saved. You know, those firefighters, and we've heard the stories how they, you know, some of them it seems like superhuman. Climbed up to where the planes hit, running up the stairs with all their equipment. And you think, they did that because they saw the impending doom. They wanted to make a difference. They wanted to help people. But you know, we as Christians, when we see what the lost are facing, it should cause us to do all that we can to tell them, to warn them. I heard tell that Charles Wesco, the missionary that went to Cameroon, and I didn't hear. I don't think he said it when he was here, but somebody had said that I think shortly before they left that they were. I don't know if they were reading a story about another missionary or they were reading a passage. I don't know what the background was, but it talked about giving their life, you know, for the cause of Christ. And how I guess Brother Wesco had said, you know, what an honor it would be to give his life for the cause of Christ. And as we know, he was over there 2 weeks and he was shot and killed. And that was a shame for sure, but the thing is he was over there and he was willing to give his life if need be to reach those folks. And is that how many of us are, you know, even put ourselves out a little bit to try to reach the lost, to try to tell them about the Savior. If we think about what He's done, all that He's done for us, And the fact that he saved us and he's with us every step of the way, it'll move us to tell folks about him. And we need to not be so self-centered and focused on, you know, on what we want and it's like, what do I want to do today? Well, we need to remember what he's done for us and tell folks about him. It'll move us to tell folks. Not only does remembering move us to tell, we see remembering moves us to teach. It moves us to teach. In our passage, we see that when I read this passage and reading through it, whether in reading through the Bible or what have you, whenever I come across this part, this portion of it, obviously I know it's true. It boggles my mind. It says, and also all the generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. When I read that, it's like I can't believe that. It's like you think of all those generations had dealt with, had been, how the Lord had been with them every step of the way. And yet here's a generation, one of their generations that didn't know anything about it. I think to myself, it's like, how can that be? There was Friday, from what I understand, down at where the towers were, they read a list of everyone that was killed. And they say that they read that, they want to read the list of those that were killed, all those names, so that they don't forget, so that they're remembered. And we see here that these folks, after all that God had done for them, here, you know, there was a generation that didn't know anything about him. And I just, you know, off the top of my head, he's like, well, what could they have been taught? You know, there's so much they could have been taught. Like they could have been taught about how they were led out of Egypt, how they were freed. And I'm like, man, that right there, that's a story that the grandkids would even probably listen to. You know, it's like, well, you know, that's not a boring, you know. Grandpa, I heard this story already. You know, it's like, well, you know, that's one of those, like, tell me that one again. You know, and all that went into that one. And it's like, but you know what? They didn't know about that. How he led them with the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day. You know, there are stories that maybe we were involved with. And what do we say? It's like, you know what? I'm going to tell that story. And then you'll find somebody else and say, like, did I tell you about that? And it, you know, and it's one of those things anyone that hadn't heard that story, well, you know what? I got a story for you. You know, to the point where if somebody walks up and they're talking to you, say, oh, is he telling you that story? It's like, but you know what? There are stories of what God had done for them that are miraculous. That are amazing. You know, think, you know what? If you had that story, why didn't you tell that story? How he protected them. How he provided for them in the wilderness. The manna and the quail. And all those stories of how God worked on their behalf. And here's a generation of theirs that didn't know anything of the Lord. How sad that was. Remembering it moves us to teach. We need to teach the next generation. We need to tell them about the Lord. You know, they say, well, America is a Christian nation. You know, it's obvious. They'll know about it. Obviously, they'll learn. You know, we need to tell them. We need to tell them what the Lord has done for us. We need to tell them about salvation like we're talking about. We need to teach them about the blessings, how God's worked on our behalf. There are so many things that each of us can share with our children, with our grandchildren, with those around us of what God, the goodness of the Lord. If we just, but the thing is, are we even thinking about how good He is to us? If we start remembering how good He is to us, and remember that remembering will move us to teach others and let them know what He's done for us, and let them know what He can do for them also. Remembering to move us to make sure that those next generations know about Him. Seemingly, the things of God are seemingly going by the wayside. But how many of you know, maybe in your life, especially in my life, and probably in your life, you say, you know what? I learned about the Lord. My parents took me to church. My parents told me about the Lord. Many led to the Lord. If you were led to the Lord at a young age, probably by your parents, or by or by a Sunday school teacher. But nowadays, church is the last thing. You think, well, why aren't these kids in church? Why aren't these, why don't they have any concern for the things of God? You know why? Because their parents got away from the things of God. They probably, a few generations back, they started getting away a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. And then pretty soon, God's not even in the picture anymore. But you know what? I think there was a time long before that where the generation or two before that took God out of the picture anyway. Yeah, maybe they were saved. They knew they were on the way to heaven, but they didn't bother telling anyone else about Him. Remembering moves us to teach. And then we see number three, remembering moves us together. Remembering moves us together. Friday they were talking about on 19 years ago how that after the attacks, how that our country came together. You know, no matter what you may have thought or your party affiliation, you know what? Somebody attacked us, and you know what? We're not going to stand for it. It rallied the country together. And as we remember what the Lord's done for us, it should rally us together. It should cause us to focus on the big picture. I was reading just recently about churches that that are declining, and how that it gets down to where they start bickering about everything. They start bickering about the color, the color of the paint, and all these little piddly things that don't matter to anything for the cause of Christ. But the thing is, we need to rally together and realize there's a big picture, and that we need to focus on the Great Commission instead of griping and complaining. You know, we can sit around and gripe and complain. Say, the idea of, it was a lot easier back when, and you know what, it was. But that doesn't change the fact that we need to be busy about our Father's business now. And we need to not be complaining and tearing ourselves apart from the inside. And I'm thankful that here at Dunes Baptist Church, we're not dealing with that. And that is truly a blessing. It's a blessing that here, that we're not, You come to church and it's like, oh, what's going to be the problem this service? But you know what? It's also a blessing as a pastor. It's like, you know what? At least the community is not looking at Dunes Baptist Church and say, oh, yeah, you know, I heard one of their members say, you know, bickering and running down the church. I don't know why anyone goes there. It moves us together. Not only for the Great Commission, we need to, it should move us to be, to live living Christ-like instead of living as we like. You know, if we remember what God's done for us, it ought to move us together to have a desire to live more and to have to look like Christ and to live like Christ. And the fact is, we need to realize there is a big picture. As I've said before, you know, everything is going on, and people say, you know what, his coming is, you know, he'll be his soon return. And you know what, it surely looks like that. Well, we need to get busy. We need to get busy and pull together, realize there's a big picture, and keep pressing forward, and not get sidetracked by every little thing. I should say, not let the devil use all those little things to sidetrack us. It probably would be more appropriate. But remembering moves us to tell folks about him. Remembering moves us to teach folks about him. Teach that next generation. And remembering moves us together. As we press forward for him. As we go forward and do all that we can to reach our family and reach our friends and reach our community and support our missionaries to reach around the country, around the world. We need to press. We need to be remembering, and that we'll be moved by remembering what he's done for us.